For more than a century, 261 remains associated with the Forest County Potawatomi, the Menominee Nation, and the Ho-Chunk Nation have been kept within the collection of the Wisconsin Historical Museum, which is part of the State Historical Society. Museum Director Jennifer Kolb says now, thanks to an $88,000 federal grant, it's time to return those remains to their rightful place.
That represents about 40% of the human remains that are at the State Historical Society. Basically, remains that have come over about a 125-year period.
Kolb says when farming took off in the late 1800s, many Native American burial mounds were disturbed. Unearthed remains were often sent to the Wisconsin Historical Society. The National Park Service's grant will help facilitate the return of those remains under the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. Kolb says the money will be used to hire a project person and also cover travel expenses for tribal elders.
They can tell us where their villages were and their communities, working together and using all available information, both that the museum and the society can provide, archaeologists can provide, as well as tribal leaders, is so essential.
David Greeno is the Menominee Nation's Tribal Historic Preservation Officer. He says ceremonies will be held to properly rebury the remains in a parcel of land purchased by the Forest County Potawatomi.
Their journeys to the spirit world have been disturbed, interrupted, and they need to go back in the ground so they can continue their journeys to the spirit land.
Organizers expect the repatriation process to take 2 years. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.